6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some 911 calls in Aurora will get a response from mental health professionals instead of police officers starting today. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The program is modeled after Denver's, which has had success in keeping people from being arrested. Mental health professionals would respond to 911 calls that involve mental health crises. The city's 911 dispatch center will flag calls that are appropriate for teams of clinicians from the Aurora Mental Health Center and a paramedic to respond to. The pilot program will last 6 months. City lawmakers last year unanimously approved $160,000 to fund the program. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
More than a month after mudslides swept through Glenwood Canyon, a popular trail and a rest area have reopened. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The Grizzly Creek rest area is now open, as is the section of the recreation path that heads into Glenwood Springs from the rest stop. The path going east is still closed. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the mudslides along the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar in July knocked out water and power to the rest area and pushed debris across the path. CDOT is continuing its cleanup of the slides that also closed Interstate 70 for 2 weeks. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 450,000 people went to this year's Colorado State Fair. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Overall attendance numbers were down about 2% for the entire run of the fair from 2019. But fair officials say last Saturday was the biggest day attendance-wise they've seen in a decade, attracting more than 67,000 people. Among Saturday's events were a concert by rapper Nelly, a demolition derby, the third annual Slopper Eating Championship, and of course the carnival, agriculture exhibits, and food vendors. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And along the Front Range, it's heating up again with smoky air again today. Highs in the 80s around Metro Denver, then it's back in the 90s for the end of the week. This is CPR News.